Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Surrealoka says British politics, huh? I mean, don't worry, there won't be much British politics because nothing is understandable about it to me. they just named this new prime minister less than 44 days ago. They named this prime minister Liz Truss, and Liz Truss didn't have enough trust for her. And now she's disappeared. She is fired. She is resigning herself from her own job. And I had said back in the days when Boris Johnson had resigned that it looked like an unjustifiable reasoning why he was resigning. Oh, he's resigning because some scandal around a COVID party that wasn't totally in line with the COVID rules. It sounds very small. It sounds ridiculous to, and I had said back then, it looks like someone just has interest into feeding instability in the UK, and they just recalled their puppet Boris Johnson, and because they wanted another puppet in place, and the other puppet lasted 44 days. I don't know exactly why she resigned. I mean, she will tell you that it's because all of her ministers are resigning, but there must be a reason why all of her ministers are resigning. Well, then they tell you there were differences about the project that she wanted to implement. She wanted to enact tax cuts, and those tax cuts would have significantly reduced basically the UK budget, which would be a good thing to me, but I guess that the deep state agents that she had surrounded herself with didn't let that pass. They didn't want a smaller UK state. And so you have the whole story of what is publicly known about why she resigns. It's because basically her aides and her staff weren't like her. They didn't agree with what she was doing. And, I mean, this is like Trump. This is the whole story of Trump. You surround yourself with the very people who have established this deep state. Do you think they will let you dismantle it in front of their eyes without doing anything? They will crash you down and bring you along with them. Guy from V says, we have our own problems without worrying about the English. I don't know what the term you use here means, but I guess it means English. Sugarum Fungus says, there is a Paul Joseph Watson video that explains the situation. It's a globalist coup. That sounds totally like it. Honestly, without having seen the video, I thought this has the signature of, okay, Liz Truss somehow wasn't fully aboard the globalist program, so they call her back because she's not being the puppet that they want her to be. Listen, it's... There's no possibility of change through the path of politics, at least not the current politics of the current world, because it's way too controlled. I mean, even if you surround yourself with what you think are people aligned with your ideas, if you don't fit the globalist hope for your country, they're going to find a way to get you to resign. Total Grimm says, it's so the normies lose trust in the Tories and vote in Labour next election to accelerate the Great Reset agenda. Yeah, I mean, the Conservatives are being terrible at being Conservatives in the UK. I've always said that they were not Conservatives, but it's just amazing how much they play to lose, it seems. This is the situation of politics, and it's... absolute desperation. Wall Street Silver says on Twitter, when my wife asked me if I lost money trading this year, and here's his answer.
Well, the question, did that happen, begs the question, what do you mean by happen? Because when you are dealing with fundamental realities and yes. You pose a question, yes. You have to understand that the reality of the concepts of your question, when you're digging that deep, are just as questionable about as what your question. Well, the question, did that happen?
Oh my God. Jordan Peterson is a specialist of of saying nothing or of detouring the question and trying to make the question look, trying to undermine the fundamentals of the question, and as such never providing any sort of answers. What a great guy. He knows how to do it best. Borders are just imaginary lines that don't exist in nature, but then nature responds. GPS tracking on six wolf packs shows how much they avoid and respect each other's territory. This is what I've been saying for a long time. The idea of human property may be a legal concept of human societies, but it is a naturally emergent concept from the rules of evolution. And you don't need to be human, and you don't need to have judges and laws for it to happen. This happens with territories in wolf. It happens with bananas in rhesus macaques. There is simply a natural state of convergence, an evolutionary equilibrium that leads. Some fights are not worth fighting, and therefore this establishes a natural boundary. Just the fact that some fights are not worth fighting leads to a natural spreading over a natural territory. And therefore, the sense of property, of territoriality, of borders, it is not a human invention. It is just a product of being Darwinian in nature. Guy from V says the pic has been on Twitter a few years. Maybe. It's the first time I see it. Lendald Guntram says, I heard there was an hour-long catfight between Trust and Braverman. Oh, everyone wants to imagine a female catfight, although she's a little old for me to be enthusiastic about seeing her in the mud fighting for her beliefs. After just 44 days in office, Liz Truss is eligible to collect a £115,000 allowance for the rest of her life. Liz Truss will receive a yearly £115,000 allowance for the rest of her life, despite her short stint as a prime minister. Well, I guess that puts you in a good position no matter what, so she must not care about it so much at the personal level. I mean, maybe she had a political project that she held dear at heart and that she won't be able to implement. Interesting that the English government will always reimburse, always gives back no matter what. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Guy from V says, RK theory of politics and wolves. I mean, RK is a different thing. RK has nothing to do with the territoriality. But yes, there are similar human concepts that apply to any animals, any life form that is fighting for a common resource or territory. Today, Entropy was not responding, so I guess we won't have Entropy for Super Chats, but it's okay. I was slowly getting away from that platform because they've never really integrated Odyssey. So, of course, I've been moving mostly toward Odyssey Super Chats. I don't know, though. Does that mean that their website is totally gone? I hope that the Entropy people are doing good and that it's just a temporary disruption of their server. But right now I'm trying to refresh. Entropy is offline, currently unable to handle this request, HTTP error 500. Anyways, if you would like to send questions tonight or comments for the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey Super Chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite and only platform tonight for sending Super Chats. It is the right way to support the show. Explosions were heard near the Antonivsky Bridge in Kherson. So continuation of the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. We don't know if these explosions were from the Ukraine forces or the Russian forces. But I hear that, and based on the configuration of the live UA map, I see more and more pushing from the Russian forces, and I see them bombarding in inner territory of Ukraine. So I think we may be at the beginning of an expansion of Russian forces here. I think that whatever we've seen in terms of counteroffensive in the northeast has been completed as far as the Ukrainian could go. And now we're about to see the effect of Putin's new mobilization of 300,000 men. And I think it's going to look like an expansion, at least in these regions, if they succeed. But I hear that the Ukrainians are confronted with massive bombardments, especially on that line here, to expand the DPR region onto its administrative border. Someone was criticizing me on Gab because I dismissed recently. I dismissed one of his questions. It was about Michael Levin and his theory of. It's so amorphous as a theory that it's actually hard to state in a single sentence, and that I really hate this. It's like, oh well, morphogenesis. Well, I study how animals, how life forms converge towards certain forms. Okay, there is some work of detail to be done in that field, but then the blog post was going on into, well, so there's electrical connections between the synapses and the whole synapses and various connections in your body make the whole thing a unitary being, and then consciousness and your conception of yourself emerges from this. It's all very painful, and it's all, yeah, but also not all connections are part of what you define as yourself. And also part of what you define as yourself is outside of your body. And ultimately, the whole connectivity of our brain is just one aspect, and there's just one subset of our brain that really participates to our sense of self. And so it's all painful going through these subjects because nothing gets defined. Nothing is truly innovative. It's all understandable from a basic lens of biology. And so that's why I'm dismissive of this. I'm like, if your theory requires hours to lay out and it doesn't even have a summary version of it other than, ooh, consciousness, self, oh, the sense of self, the borders of the body, blah, blah, blah. It's too amorphous to even criticize and too amorphous to test. So I tend to pay very little attention, but I will still read the critique against me. Because what I had answered both on Gab and in my show is, yeah, I can't really dig deeper than that because the whole thing is amorphous. Perhaps one way to get me to comment further would be to phrase by yourself what you think this is an innovation for in a clear single sentence, then I could criticize that. But the whole electricity, therefore brain, therefore self, therefore consciousness is just blatant bullshit. someone reports that I have a little particle on the right part of my lips. I guess it. Oh, you mean this? Well, it's not a particle. It's a razor injury. So there's no getting it out of the way. Sorry if you are annoyed by it. It's going to stay there. I just cut myself with a razor. So Mark Jensen was saying as a critique, my motivation for bringing Michael Levin and Donald Hoffman to your attention was that I thought that these were interesting subjects for somebody with your background and interest, which could have been a starting point for some discussion or review of interest to others listening to your show. Since it seems that you are not curious enough about these subjects to do more than a few minutes worth of research of your own, I see no reason to further bother you with them or attempt to spoon-feed them to you in single sentences as you suggested. There are plenty of interviews with these people online which could so much better inform you of their thoughts and projects than any attempt on my part to summarize their thoughts. fair enough if you prefer to watch hours worth of fiction and do reviews of them instead of spending some time digging into serious biological and related research. That's entirely your choice. And who am I to criticize that? Your opinions are still entertaining also on that level. Thank you for engaging in this exchange. Well, it's sad. It's sad that he phrases this as me not being interested into serious biological research. I'm interested in serious biological research. I don't think that's serious. I don't think it's worth my time. Sometimes I make calls like this and I may be wrong. And if a significant portion of my crowd, if even one person comes to me and says, JF, you were wrong about Michael Levin. Look at this interview. You're going to see how wrong you were. His view of the self and consciousness is absolutely revolutionary, and it increases our understanding of this fact or this scientific fact. Then I'll be happy to have been wrong and to admit it. But when I engage with his content, it doesn't seem particularly interesting. So at some point I have to say, all right, we have an amorphous blob of thoughts, thinking about the self, thinking about consciousness, thinking about connections, but I've been doing that thinking. There's nothing there, it's not interesting, and I need something more to get me fascinated. Kevin Spacey found not liable in a civil trial, jury reaches verdict in sex abuse lawsuit. Kevin Spacey is always in trouble with so much Me Too, but in his case, it's always homosexual Me Too. And so it's one of the rare cases of a guy. At first, I didn't even know he was homosexual. I don't know if he is. In fact, he may be bisexual or something. But so many men coming forward and saying, basically, I was sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey. I have reviewed some of these allegations before. I found them unconvincing. You know, it's like, oh, well, he touched my knee. Okay, and then did you tell him to stop? Well, I told him to stop at some point. And did he stop? Yeah. Okay, well, he made a sexual advance to you. Perhaps you had given signs that you may be interested to him. So to me, it's all not enough. Now, in this particular case, it was a 14-year-old. Anthony Rapp, 14-year-old. So that might lend itself to an interpretation of pedophilia or something like this. His comment on this guy, that the events would have happened in 1986. Now, 1986 is 35 years ago, approximately. That is a long time ago to start a lawsuit. And, you know, you're not going to have much proof other than your word for it. And the jury didn't believe the words enough. So what I retain is that Kevin Spacey is a bizarre guy with a bizarre sexual lifestyle, but at no point has he been found guilty. Now, there's the whole conspiracy theory about him that he kills all of his victims, because amazingly, out of the four or five allegations against him, three or four of them died in bizarre circumstances, like random suicide, random heart attack happening. And on top of it, he's been joking on this meme, because he's been publishing a YouTube video that was kind of suggesting, you know, bad things might happen to them. What an amazing guy. I don't know what to think. Is he actually kidding those people? In which case, I wouldn't think he's an amazing guy, but what a funny guy. Anyways, he shouldn't be trying to have all these sexual experiences. He should concentrate on leaving something behind from his acting career. And I hope that he's not engaging anymore with this whole trying to fuck little guys and young adults and sometimes young teenagers in bars or whatever. It's not productive for him. Go away, says Jeff. Kevin Spacey is good friends with notorious Hollywood homosexual pedophile Bryan Singer. Okay, I don't know that guy. I don't know the allegations against him. I would have to review. But yeah, it's bizarre what's happening in Hollywood and all of the stories around children actor. I really don't like it. I don't like that this is happening. And there is, you know, in Hollywood, there is always these movies with children. And that leads a situation where inevitably, there's not much parental supervision, and there are stories of rape of children, and that sucks. I would say that it's very poor decision making for parents. Don't leave your children with fucking artists. Are you kidding me? These people are not trustable. But yeah. Great Ape says, Jeff, I have noticed a particular phenotype in a subset of the English population that I think are an indication of recent human evolution there. Some male individuals have very large skulls in the back of the head and their ears faced almost 90 degrees perpendicular on the side of their head. Their ears are very loud. Very large, he says. Okay. I think something is going on with the ears. They look almost like dogs. But I think the recent trend that you notice is jujitsu. Are you sure? Because jujitsu demands good postural muscle, which would lead you to an impression of an inflated head because of all the muscles involved in turning the head, controlling the jaw, attaching to the shoulders, etc. So bigger head. And then they get the ears popped out because they do so much rough handling and rough wrestling that they end up folding the ear toward the front. So I think that the evolutionary force is not an evolutionary force, but would be a cultural one, maybe, that explains this. Just increased interest in MMA and jujitsu. Spindly Opinion says, rugby does the same thing to the ears. Yeah, so it could be rugby. I don't know, in the young generations of English people, is it rugby or jujitsu that is the most interesting? But I don't know, maybe you're up to something, some new theory of evolution on this particular island. Musk is planning to fire 75% of Twitter staff. I want to celebrate this. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Just a crowd of leftists. Screaming and crying as they exit the HQ forever. Go get employed in a grocery store, motherfuckers. No, you can't even call them motherfuckers because they don't fuck mothers most of the time. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, yesterday you showed a video of an AI predicting the future of human evolution, and the AI was incredibly TRP aware. What time frame do you think this would occur in if it were to happen? And would it accelerate exponentially once a tipping point occurred in the process? Yeah, so there are societal changes and important time points along a very long timeline. But it starts from the beginning. I mean, from the beginning, the people who are attracted to genetic editing get rewarded for it. They form social clubs, they form a kind of society that slowly separates itself from the naturals. So that you might think of it as the first 500 years of genetic modification. And then you start having serious defects emerging and seriously separating the naturals and the genetically modified. So, for example, you have pressures for people not to have functional sexual organ. Because if you don't have functional sexual organ, you're forced to go to the clinic to get your baby making. So in this world, it gets favored. And so people are born without testicles, without working ovaries, etc. Then you start having, so that's within the first 1,000 years, maybe. Then you start having the genetically modified superior on all measures. They start forming social clubs that prefer themselves because they are so much superior. They start selecting within themselves for reproductive compatibility. And so that's the replicator tango, and it can last an arbitrarily long time. My thought, it maybe that period might last 10,000 years, maybe less, maybe more, maybe much more. But then one of the critical points to get out of this situation is that the revolutionary phenotype starts copying itself. That's where the humans really become entirely phenotypic. Because as long as you're in the replicator tango, humanity is still have its own interests. They still continue existing. They're slowly being chopped by the revolutionary phenotype, but they still exist as functional beings. Now, when the revolutionary phenotype starts making copies of itself, now the evolutionary game becomes PRP versus alternative PRPs. It's cities against cities. It's computer against computer. And one computer may be feeding the genetic information to 1 million individuals, maybe 1 billion individuals. But ultimately, it becomes a competition among computers that control human puppets. You may have this after 10,000 years beginning, or you may have this after 1 million years. We don't know. But whenever it is that the computer starts replicating itself and convincing other humans to join its group, then it becomes a war among TRP, TRP against TRP. The naturals are either already eliminated or they are merely side damage, collateral damage in that war. This can happen over very short time, maybe 10,000 to 20,000 years, or it could happen over 1 million, 10 million years. And at the end of it, humans have been so farmed away from having any sort of talent and self-care that they are basically like the tube that you saw in the... They are merely a component of the emerging computer life form that comes from them. So they are being reduced progressively until they are nothing. Nothing that you would call human. Power of Bones sends a super chat. He says, the large cranium and pronounced ears is fragile X, and I believe it is variable. High mutational load. Fragile X syndrome is a genetic disorder caused by changes in a gene called Fragile X messenger ribonucleoprotein. Okay. Your whole mutational load, I've explained before why I don't like this term. Anyways, going back to Elon Musk planning to fire 75% of Twitter staff. I want to believe this, but it's documents obtained by Washington Post. So it's something that Elon Musk may have said was part of his plan, maybe in his loan request to various institutions for making the transaction possible. That would be beautiful. Unfortunately, much of the time, Elon Musk disappoints, the world disappoints, the news disappoints, and it's never as hardcore as I would want it to be. But you really need 75% of the Twitter workforce gone if you want this platform to become what it should be. And 75% is a big minimum. So I don't know if we'll see it happen. I will pray. I will pray to the AI gods and the electronic gods controlling the cyborg brain of Elon Musk. CDC votes to add COVID-19 vaccines to childhood immunization schedule. Holy shit, that sucks. That means that in much leftist places, they will be putting it as a local decision. Of course, it will all be local decisions, but we know how these local decisions happen. Let's look at what the CDC says and pray for it and praise it and promote it as the only truth. So of course, you're going to have all these leftist schools managed by liberals that are going to end up making the COVID vaccine part of the regular schedule. After all, the CDC says it should be recommended, so it's good for you, right? Thankfully, there are already states that are announcing there will be no children COVID vaccine mandate. So Governor Ron DeSantis has indicated, here we will just not say that because the CDC recommends it, we have to force it. And it's totally, it's exactly what I would want to see. When the CDC recommends something, why is it that you little local dictators managing our schools and our businesses and our towns? Firestarter says, Jeff has the earphones on. I do. So why is it that these local dictators are converting a recommendation into an obligation? Great Ape says, notice how JFG's ears are so flat against his face that you cannot even see that they are there in his profile picture. He looks almost earless. I'm not that much earless. I mean, if I'm showing it like this, I mean, those are big ears. I mean, not giant, they're just... But yeah, They are elven in the sense of being not separated from my head very much. But I've seen ears that were closer to the cranium, but I've seen ears that were more detached. I think my ears are just average, aren't they? Even a little bit unsticky. Yes, I do have ears, Dino Legovic, and you have seen it for one of the rare times. And you know, I do all the cutting of my hair. I do this whole cutting myself with a little scissor. That allowed me, I mean, how much money have I been saving? Since the last 10 years, I'm making my own haircut. And suppose you put a $20 if you include the tip. I don't, maybe it's even 25 these days. $20, 25, every 3 months, maybe, every 2 months. Say every 2 months, that would be 6 times a year, 6 times 25, $150. $150 times 10 years. I saved $1,500 just taking the time, and it's so much more pleasant. No woman, you know, massaging your head and saying sweet nothings in your hair about how the weather is nice today. I do it all myself. Go away, says JF, ear reveal. This episode is going to go viral. Chances are low, my friend. This is the internet, sir. Chances are extremely low that this will go viral. U.S. says Iranian troops directly engaged in Crimea. EU sanctions Tehran for drone deliveries. I don't think it's going to change much. The whole, it's all about the kamikaze drones that Russia has been using. Apparently, some of them were Iranian in provenance, and they have detected this by basically surgically examining those that fell. And for them, that is Iran participating to the Russian war. But then, by this standard, you guys are at war with Russia. By this standard, you guys are at war with Russia because you furnish so much material to your Ukraine proxy. So by this standard, Russia should be entitled to to send missiles your way. Silver Spider sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, hey, JF, since you've argued that nurture is nature, this has really opened my mind to a lot of ideas, and I've realized There are other false dichotomies. What do you think of the idea of nature versus artificial, man-made? If we are all going to evolve into tubes, where is the line? Absolutely, I agree with you. That's another example of a false dichotomy. There is no such thing as natural products. We are part of nature. So when we do an industrial petrochemical reaction in the lab and we sell this product, now, it's often they will say, oh, those products are chemicals. Well, chemicals is what forms everything in nature. And on the other hand, when we produce chemicals, we are nature. We are apes producing chemicals. So I get that man-made is a thing, but it's overblown when you attribute the labels natural versus chemical. What happens in nature are chemical reactions, and what happens in a chemical reaction is part of nature. So I totally agree. And that's why thinking like the selfish gene from Richard Dawkins or the revolutionary phenotype, they really center you around what matters. See, it doesn't matter whether you call a squirrel living or not living, or whether you consider a virus to be a living agent or a non-living agent. What matters is replication. That's what defines life, that's what makes it life. So very important to be seeing through these false dichotomies. Trevor Noah slams Democrats meddling in the midterms. Gross negligence. The Daily Show host warned, you don't remember what happened with Donald Trump? So he was talking in this interview about there are some Democrat groups that are so they're so imbued with their vision of the world. They think, oh my God, the Republican Party is drifting toward the far right. And so if we favor those far right candidates, we will be able to then smear them in the media as far right, and the Republican Party will lose. So as a result, there's this kind of bizarre line of Democrat foundations and SPAC and whatever, these political groups that actually fund the most extreme Republican candidate, because they want the most extreme to win because they think it's going to be easier to win against those guys. And I think Trevor Noah is right from a strategic standpoint here. This won't work. Your strategy won't work. At best, you will be bringing, and I'm glad that they're doing this. I mean, if they're doing this and it helps further right candidates to be put forward, I'm fine with it. Keep doing it. But from the perspective of a Democrat, it's a very bad idea, because you're actually going to give legitimacy to these people within the Republican Party, and they will. They will respond to the current rise toward wokeness, the pull toward far leftism. And they will push ideas that are totally contrary to what you want. Great Ape says, I've thought about this myself. This idea that we are separate from the environment is ridiculous. We are the environment. We are simply the surface material of the planet Earth. Some of this material has been taken up into animate systems we call life. We are really no different from a rock on Mars. Most of us don't even move that far from our place of birth, and when we do it, it requires the exhaustion of massive amounts of energy, just like a rock being blasted off the surface of a planet by an asteroid. Absolutely beautiful poetry there, Great Ape. I agree with this statement. John Drake says, I don't even think it's tubes, but evolving into a single super entity. Yes, and the revolutionary phenotype takes many humans and makes them part of a whole colony by having a single central computer control the genes of everyone in the city or the tribe or whatever. But you should not delude yourself. Evolution will always keep going. So there will always be multiple cities, multiple tribes with multiple different computers. So evolution never disappears. You will experience it as a single human you will see your descendants subscribe to these single entities. But these single entities will eventually be faced with the fatality, the inevitable fatality that they will have to fight against other entities for existence. Jesus says, a plastic flower isn't a flower, no matter how much you deconstruct language. At this point, we're into shower thoughts. At this point, we could go post it right on Reddit. Supreme Court refuses to block Biden's $1 billion student loan forgiveness scheme. This is ridiculous. It's again our Republican Supreme Court not doing what the Democrats do, which is throw some sticks into the bicycle of the opponent. I find this very frustrating. Now, it's not that it's so important, the student loan forgiveness, but let's be fair here. The Constitution gives equal protection of the law. If I have equal protection of the law, if Biden gives $20,000 to people because they were students, then, and not giving $20,000 to me because I wasn't a student at the right time, or I haven't loaned from the right institution, because there's all sorts of rules about which bank holds your loan and whether you'll get a reimbursement, that is a total violation of the equal protection of the law. And in fact, any sort of favoring by the state of determining who's the winner in the economy, of skewing the economy and people's decision-making, any sort of this and any sort of preferential distribution of money from the state is an explicit violation of the equal protection of law, which is why a state shouldn't be determining who's the winner and determining threshold for social welfare and constituting a self safety net for everyone. But we won't even get at questioning this because Republican justices are just not creative enough as the Democrat justices are. Because the Democrats always find something in the law to say, well, that should allow us to advance our political project. But the Republican justices never do it. Unpaused says, inserting sticks in a wheel can cause catastrophic harm. Exactly. Exactly. Go Away says, JF needs to maintain the scarcity of his PhD so that it holds its value. Well, sorry, JF, I've just taken out $50,000 in student loans. You'll have to call me Dr. Go Away soon. Is there a special doctor title for Australian doctors? Like Dr. Australia Go Away? Because I would feel more comfortable to specify that you're not a doctor in the sense of having had your doctorate at a legitimate Western university. You got your doctorate in Australia. So can we say you are Dr. Australia Go Away? Russia wants to end the war, U.S. advisor reveals. Of course, it's been like this since the beginning. They've always been at the negotiating table. They've made an offer that to me was ridiculous. The offer was basically summed up as, let us go back to the Minsk agreements, but this time you actually respect them. And even that they said no to. They said, we want Crimea. Holy shit, you wanna go back 8 years into the past on already fully controlled territory. So Dan Rice, an American serving as an advisor to the commander of Ukraine's armed forces, told CNN's Outfront on Tuesday that he believes Russia is looking to negotiate to return to positions it controlled before the February 24 invasion. Well, that sounds extremely unlikely. To be ceding this, it's like you're ceding a concession in people's mind that is not to be expected. In fact, up to very recently, Russia has said that the areas that have had their referendum are unquestionable. They said to Elon Musk, we won't go back to a second referendum. This has already been done. We have concluded this, and they are forever part of Russia. Now, to be suggesting that they want to go back to before the invasion, that would mean they would be back to Crimea only. Are you insane? This is a psyop. It's working on the American mind to have unrealistic expectations to keep the war going. That's what's happening. Red Ape says, exactly, inanimate objects are always communicating with each other through the exchange of light and matter. Oh yeah, I mean, communication can be seen as agents interpreting meaning from a chain of causality. But as I say in The Moral Signal, which is not finished yet, but I say, ultimately, it is what the sender and the receiver do with the information that is meaningful. But ultimately, the chain of causality itself is just a chain of causality in the physical world. Georgetown students walk out during Penn's speech, chant, "Hate has no home here." Mike Pence, a symbol of hate. What has Mike Pence ever done in his life that could be comparable or mistaken even for hate? I mean, this guy is the softest of the soft of the political elite. He's, by definition, he's never going to do something that matters. And these students think that this is hate. Great Ape says, evolution does not start with life. Everything is converging toward forms of greater physical stability. Very well seen, yes. And to the point where you ask yourself, is there something like Darwinian evolution in the simple functionings of basic entropy and the fact that people, that things, as you say, converge toward stable states, toward the lowest state of excitation, toward the lowest energy state, etc. There may be something Darwinian that even not only is there before our life form emerges, but that could also power the initial replicative process from before the phenotypic revolution. Those are fascinating thoughts. Two more news before we conclude the show tonight. Three more vaccine COVID vaccine injuries approved by compensation by US authorities. This is a massive joke. They get 10,000 requests. There's 10,000 people who say we were hurt by the vaccine. They approve three. These vaccine compensation programs are absolutely unfit. They are a fraud, a scam. They look for direct evidence within the case that it was caused by the vaccine. The problem is you can set the threshold for that evidence to never be obtainable. It is absolutely ridiculous that three people out of 10,000 end up seeing their application accepted. How do you know that the 9,999 others have not been hurt by the vaccine? You don't know. You make decision based on absolutely unmeetable standards of evidence. How would I know if I go get the vaccine, I die 7 days later? How do I know that it's the vaccine? I die 3 days later. I die 15 days later. No one will ever know. So we are in total blurry world. But these programs exist just so that we can say to people who get the vaccine, you made the right decision. Don't worry, there are recourses if you're hurt. There's no recourse because they're not attainable. Ballet says, almost missed the show tonight. Well, glad to see you're here among us. I'm headed toward the conclusion, though. GA, this is the last news item before we close. GA smashes turnout record. Abrams says voter suppression is very much alive and well. This the Democrats never give up on this point. People are being kept from voting. Well, Georgia just had the most people vote in history. Turnout record for the first day. And it positively smashed the previous day one turnout record for the 2022 midterm. How can there be voter suppression if we have attained the highest peak of ever attained? It seems that people are very motivated to vote. Now, there are some bad news here. The more people vote, the more you're likely to get Democrat. Because, you know, your old 70-year-old Republican with his 70-year-old wife, they will go vote no matter what, as long as they're alive. And they will go vote most likely Republican. When you have a massive turnout, it's a sign that there has been much pushing at the bottom of society, that young people have gotten in the vote, that minorities have gotten in the vote, and you're going to get a lot of Democrat vote. So I personally hope that Georgia doesn't go for Stacey Abrams, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate. I hope that they go. And then there's Herschel Walker, who is going for the Republican side, I believe. And he is against the incumbent Democrat, Raphael Warnock. Big turnout is generally bad news, but who knows? In the current political context, it might just be that people are tired of the Democrats, and you never know when the future will change and when maybe at some point big turnout might be a good news for Republicans. We'll see, we'll see. But that is it for tonight. John Drake says, if they're Dems, they will vote if they are dead. The dead voters is always a big subject every election. I don't know. There's certainly demonstration that on these voter rolls, some dead voters are receiving those mails. And that's worrying in and of itself, especially since the state is supposed to have the death certificate management. So it seems that they should know whether someone is dead. But it doesn't seem like the connectivity of the whole thing is very worked through. Colin Maxworth says, am I chatting into the void here? Was banned yesterday, but I can still chat. I've decided to show mercy on you, Colin Maxworth, but my mercy has its limit. And ultimately, God has mercy. I don't. Jan sends $100. He says, I'd love to see a TRP movie. Things are working wonderfully in that on that side. I cannot comment. I don't want to bring too much expectations, but let me tell you that I've worked with artists in my life, and the people we're working with seem very professional, very well set. I'm habituated to yell at artists because they're just spot dependent, just ball scratching, lazy asses. But the artists we're talking about and that we are working with the TRP movie, holy shit. I think they know. I think they got it. I think they got it. And I think we're going to have a superb product, but I don't want you to have expectation. It's years of work, and we're not even in the right thing yet. But they took the time to fully understand the subtleties of TRP. It's not just any science fiction scenario. It's a special science fiction scenario that has its downs, and it has its special features. Go Away says, please get Nicolas Cage on the TRP movie. Hello, Nicolas. Yeah. I have a movie ID for you. What? You're already accepting? I thought we needed to introduce the movie ID to you before you accept. Oh, no. Oh, you accept all IDs submitted to you? You literally are willing to do anything? Well, I got some job for you, Nicholas. Thank you.